Welcome and blessed Sabbath to everyone that are in the room, dear family, and for those that are listening on the phone and will be listening to the recording on a later day, we want to welcome you on this blessed Sabbath day on this August 30th, 2014. We are still reading from our lesson book, The Sign of Ages, chapter 18, He Must Increase, part 2. If any one of the dear family would like to have...
If we could all get on our knees and bow our heads, bow down. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious and holy name. Father, as we come together today on this blessed Sabbath day, I pray that you forgive us for all of our sins and our iniquities and everything we fall short upon, Father Jesus. I pray that you touch each and every one of our hearts, Father Jesus, that is in this chat room, that we may receive the message, Father Jesus. Please give us wisdom and understanding, Father God. Please remove, please remove all heaviness of hearts, Father Jesus, and please help us to just uplift you, Father God, and give you honor and glory and praise for everything you have done for us, Father Jesus, I pray. I pray that you see us safely through this weekend, Father Jesus, in the upcoming week, and I pray for all of my family, and I pray for all the dear families in this home church, Father God. In all the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to open with a song before our study, and the song is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 118, verse 24, and it begins, "This is the day, this is the day that the Lord had made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, what be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day which the Lord had made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day, this is the day which the Lord has made, which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day which the Lord had made." Amen. We will begin with opening scripture to our study taken from the book of John, chapter 5, verse 30, from the King James Version, and it reads, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me." This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled, "He Must Increase," in our study book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Hebrews 1:9. "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." Hebrews 1:10. "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands." Amen.
Colossians 2:9. "For in him dwell all fullness of Godhead bodily." Colossians 2:10. "And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power." John 3:31. "He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of earth is earthly. And I speak of the earth, he that come from heaven is above it all." John 3:32. "And what he has seen and heard, and he testified, and no man received his testimony." John 3:33. "He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true." Amen.
Amen. So let us continue in our chapter 18 of our study. We will be covering today pages 181 through 182.
Desire Ages, page 180. The soul of the prophet, emptied of self, was filled with the light of the divine. As he witnessed to the Savior's glory, his words were almost a counterpart of those that Christ himself had spoken in his interview with Nicodemus. John said, "He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from earth is above all. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him."
Desire of Ages, page 180. Christ could say, "I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." John 5:30. To him it is declared, "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." Hebrews 1:9. The Father giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Desire of Ages, page 180, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 181. So with the followers of Christ, we can receive of heaven life only as we are willing to be implied to it, of self. We cannot discern the character of God or accept Christ by faith unless we consent to the bringing into captivity of every thought to obedience of Christ. To all who do this, the Holy Spirit is given without measure in Christ, for in him dwell all fullness of Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. Colossians 2:9-10. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what was required of the prophet in order to be filled with the light of the divine? And how can we, as followers of Christ, also receive of heaven's light? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, but beloved little one.
The answer is, his soul was emptied of self. As he witnessed to the Savior's glory, his words were almost a counterpart of those that Christ himself had spoken in his interview with Nicodemus. As we are willing to be empty of self.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear one. This scripture song is taken from John. This will be able to cover a little bit of chapter 8, 6, and 7. So it will be incorporating chapter 8, verse 28, 29, and also verse 50. In chapter 6 is verse 57, and in chapter 7, it will be verse 18.
Speak in the heavens.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm very sorry for the speaker was very low, and I couldn't really do that much, so I apologize. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, Babulab.
Good afternoon, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 181. The disciples of John had declared that all men were coming to Christ, but with clear insight, John said, "No man receiveth with witness." So few were ready to accept him as a savior from sin. But he that hath received the testimony hath set the seal that God is true. John 3:33. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. No need to disputation as to whether Christ baptized or John purified from sin.
Desire of Ages, page 181. Sabbath blessings, everyone. It is the grace of Christ that gives life to the soul. Apart from Christ, baptism, like any other service, is a worthless form. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. Desire of Ages, page 181, paragraph 2. The success of Christ's work, which the Baptists had received with such joy, was reported also to the authorities at Jerusalem. The priests and rabbis had been jealous of John's influence as they saw the people leaving the synagogues and flocking to the wilderness.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What gives life to the soul, and what will happen if they believe not in the Son, which is Christ Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, it is the grace of Christ. And if they don't believe it in the Son, they shall not see life.
So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this song is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, from the King James Version.
Desire of Ages, page 181. But here was one who had still greater power to attract multitudes. Those leaders in Israel were not willing to say with John, "He must increase, but I must decrease." They arose with a new determination to put an end to the work that was drawing the people away from them. Desire of Ages, page 181, paragraph 3.
Well done, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. Did the priests and rabbis follow John's statement about Jesus? He must increase, but I must decrease. If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
The answer is no. They arose with a new
determination
to put an end to the work that was drawing the people away from them.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 181. Jesus knew that they would spare no effort to create a division between his own disciples and those of John. He knew that the storm was gathering, which would sweep away one of the greatest prophets ever given to the world. Wishing to avoid all occasions for misunderstanding or dissension, he quietly ceased his labors and withdrew to Galilee. We also, while loyal to truth, should try to avoid all that may lead to discord and misapprehension.
Desire of Ages, page 181. For whatever these arise, they result in the loss of souls. Whenever circumstances occur that threaten to cause division, we should follow the example of Jesus and the John of Baptist. Desire of Ages, page 181, paragraph 4. John has been called to lead out as a reformer. Because of this, his disciples were in danger of fixing their attention upon him, feeling that the success of the work depended upon his labors, and losing sight of the fact that he was only an instrument through which God had worked. But the work of John was not sufficient to lay the foundation of the Christian church. When he had fulfilled this mission, another work was to be done. With his testimony could not accomplish, his disciples did not understand this. When they saw Christ coming in to take the work, they were jealous and dissatisfied. Desire of Ages, page 181, paragraph 5.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What didn't the disciple of John understand about his work, and what did it bring instead? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, voila.
The answer is his disciples did not understand when he fulfilled his mission. Another work was to be done, which was testimony. Could not accomplish, and when they saw Christ coming in to take the word, they were jealous and dissatisfied.
Desire of Ages, page 182. The same danger still exists. God calls a man to do a certain work, and when he has carried it as far as he is qualified to take it, the Lord brings in others to carry it still farther. But like John's disciples may feel that the success of the work depends on the first laborer, attention is fixed upon the human instead of the divine. Jealousy comes in, and the work of God is marred. The one thus unduly honored is tempted to cherish self-confidence.
Desire of Ages, page 182. He does not realize his dependence on God. The people are taught to rely on man for guidance, and thus they fall into error and are led away from God. The work of God is not to bear the image and subscription of man. From time to time, the Lord will bring in different agencies through whom his purpose can best be accomplished. Happy are they who are willing for self to be humbled, saying with John the Baptist, he must increase, but I must decrease. Desire of Ages 182, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Boys and girls, what are the same dangers that exist regarding John's mission for men call of God to do a work? And what may followers today feel that is like what John's disciple did? If you know the answer to this question, babala.
The answer is when God called a man to do a certain work, when he has carried it as far as he is qualified to take it, the Lord brings in others to carry it still farther. And many feels that the success of the work depends on the first labor. Attention is fixed upon the human instead of the divine. Jealousy comes in, and the work of God is marred.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We all have a work to do, from the littlest member in our family to the father and the mother in the family. It goes beyond that. It goes outside in our community. It goes to the society. Just remember that we all have to come towards God to have a knowledge of Him. This particular section of our study It was inspired by the Lord for all the little precious little jewels, the little ones in our family. Gather yourself together and let us be acquainted with the Lord. In particular, one soul, her name is Janelle. So we're going to have a little story time for the littlest one. So come on, come closer and be able to be acquainted with your Savior. The book that we're going to be reading is In Heavenly Places. And the storyline is going to be getting acquainted with God. The Bible verse that you will be able to have as a memory is from Job chapter 22, verse 21 to 22. And this is what it says. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and laid up his word in thy heart. From the beginning, it has been Satan's study plan to cause man to forget God, that he may secure them to himself. Therefore, he has sought to misrepresent the character of God, to lead man to cherish a false conception of him. The Creator has been presented to their minds as clothed with the attribute of the prince of evil himself, as arbitrary, severe, unforgiving, that he may be feared and shunned, even hated by man. Christ came to reveal God to the world as a God of love, a God of mercy, tenderness, and compassion. By the world's Redeemer, the thick darkness with which Satan has enshrouded the throne of the deity was swept away, and the Father was again manifested to man as the light of life. Christ is saddened by the sight of man, so absorbed in worldly cares and businesses, perplexity that they have no time to become acquainted with God. To them, heaven a strange place, for they have lost it out of their reckoning. Not familiar with heavenly things, they're tired of hearing about them. They dislike to have their minds disturbed in regard to their need of salvation, but the Lord desires to disturb their minds that they may become acquainted with him in time to accept his offer of salvation. The day will come when the awful denunciation of God's wrath will be uttered against those who have persisted in their disloyalty to him. But you need not be among those who come under his wrath. We are living in the day of salvation. The light from the cross of Calvary is shining forth in clear, bright rays, revealing Jesus, our sacrifice for sin. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Taken from Ephesians 1:7. And the last part of our story is, God desired to restore his image in you, little ones. Believe that he is your helper. Resolve to become acquainted with him. As you draw near to him with confession and repentance, he will draw near to you with mercy and forgiveness. If you have your mom and your dad or your big sisters and you want to know more about Christ, don't be frightened to ask, and maybe they will sit with you and sit down and read more of the Bible so you can be acquainted with your Savior. And this little small story time was dedicated for all the little ones that they may be able to inquire, who is Christ and what he is to me. So we have come to the ending of our study. Next week, we will begin a new chapter of our study entitled At Jacob's Well in our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, babula.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning and for giving us all the opportunity to enter into your Sabbath rest today, dear Father. Lord, I pray that you forgive us our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings and anything that we have done in this body. Thank you for the lesson that was brought for today in the children's study. Help us, dear Father, to remember every day that we must decrease in order for the Lord to increase. And help our hearts not to be hardened when He knocks on the door and for the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us. Lord, please be with our home church and all the members of it, those that are here with us today and those who are not. For those that are listening, be with those that are listening on the phones and those that will be listening at a later time. Please, Lord, bring those back to the fold that are not here. And wherever they are, bless them and touch them, dear Father God, with your Spirit. Please be with us throughout the rest of the day and break up our hearts, souls, that we may receive wondrous things out of your word. And not just for today, but let us do a work, as it was pointed out in the study, that we all have a work to do, from the youngest to the eldest. And it doesn't just start in our home. It doesn't just stop in our home. Let us spread your word and hasten your coming. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in my life and in all of our lives, and will continue to do by your grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear one, that will be held September 6, 2014, we will begin a new chapter, chapter 19, entitled At Jacob's Well. We have dear the children's Sabbath activities that they may continue on, rejoicing in the day of the Lord with all the new words that they have learned, and also to be acquainted with all the different features of the study. We hope and pray that all the family as a whole was blessed by the study, and they might be able to take it as well a little bit further and share with their friends what the Lord has taught them according to His word. God bless everyone. Have a blessed Sabbath, rest of the day.